A. 1. Sally dreams of having a piano in the near future.
2. I had a headache and went to see the doctor yesterday.
3. The tour guide is introducing the beautiful views of the mountains.
4. Let's read the new words on the board together. Ready? Go!
5. Do you often go cycling with your friends at weekends? B. 6. Which t-shirt do you prefer? The black one or the white one?
The white one. It makes me look younger.
Question. Which t-shirt does the woman like better?
7. The cartoon show will begin this Saturday. Shall we go there by taxi, Bob?
I'm afraid the traffic is quite busy at weekends. Let's take the underground.
Good idea.
Question. How will the two speakers go to the cartoon show? 8. We're supposed to meet at 6:30 at the theatre tomorrow evening, aren't we?
That's too early. The play starts at 7:30. Why don't we meet at 7 o'clock?
All right.
Question. What time will the two speakers meet?
9. What's your plan for the summer holiday?
I want to go to Beijing, but my parents suggest Dalian and Qingdao. What about you?
I will visit my grandparents in Hangzhou.
Question. Where will the man go this summer holiday?
10. Shall we go to the cafe for some ice cream after work?
I'd love to, but I'm on a diet.
Question. What does the woman mean?
C. Hi, Brian. Good to see you again.
Hey, Jane. You'll never guess who I saw yesterday.
Who?
Ms. Marley, our primary school teacher.
Wow, really? I miss her so much.
Me too. She is a great teacher.
I agree, Brian. I love the way she taught. We had to find things out by ourselves, and then she'd ask us what we had found out.
Yeah. She never directly gave us answers. It was fun.
Besides, she put us together with the big kids so that we could learn from them. That helped me become more and more confident.
I think another important thing is that Ms. Marley gave students personal attention. She made me feel cared and loved.
I feel really thankful to her. She loved us just like she loved her own child.
Yeah. Shall we go back to our primary school and visit her sometime next week?
How about next Friday?
Sure. D. Kate was born in New York in 1982. When she was a child, she lived with her father in different cities. She dreamed of becoming a famous singer. She loved to sing, but had never had any training. When she was 14 years old, a teacher heard her singing and invited her to join the school singing group. She had a lot of training as a member of the group. After graduating from high school, Kate made a short CD of her singing, but no recording companies were interested in her. She moved to Hollywood because she wanted to become a professional singer. After 2 years with little success, she decided to go back to New York. She took part in a TV singing contest in 2013. Her beautiful voice and talented performance helped her get second place. Winning the contest was the turning point in her professional career. Since then, she has released a few records of pop songs and become a successful singer. Her hard work has paid off.